7.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you would like. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you tonight is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So, big news today out of Boston, as most people, if you are listening to the radio, have probably heard. But if you're just tuning into our internet stream and just connecting with anything media-like, you might not have heard that some bombs had gone off, went off at the end of the Boston Marathon, as I understand it today. Allegedly, two have been killed and dozens injured.
Two confirmed killed. I heard even higher numbers than that and dozens injured, including one of the killed was an eight-year-old boy.
And nice.
There have been some amputations. It's pretty horrific. I saw the video of it. Did you get to see the video?
I saw one video. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many videos there are. I imagine there's more than one of them.
It was a good-sized explosion, but not exactly like a building shaker or anything like that. It didn't take down a building.
So, by the way, in the studio with you this evening, it is Ian here.
And Julia. We already did that.
Sorry about that. A little distracted.
It's a crazy day.
Well, you know, it was a good day. Besides that, we went out and did some outreach out front of the tax office, the IRS building here today. So that was nice. That was a nice positive thing that went on. Rich Paul's trial, of course, starts tomorrow, and we will keep you in the loop about that. Rich Paul facing 81 years in prison for selling cannabis. So that's still going on, and all of that's happening. But in regards to the Boston Marathon thing, what is going to happen as a result of this? This wasn't a shooter, right? This was just somebody with some bombs. We don't know who. There's no information about who this is yet.
They thought they had a suspect. They thought they had him at the hospital. Apparently, that wasn't the case. I mean, you can already hear the conspiracy theories ramping up. They had a suspect and he let him go or whatever. I don't know what the story is going to be, but these early reports tend to be really fluid.
Yeah, so really nobody knows anything right now except that some bombs went off, some people got injured and killed, and that's it. You know, even the report about them shutting down cell phone service apparently wasn't true either. There are some people in government who made the claim that they were shutting down cell phone service, but
they've been reporting that as NPR just as late as a few minutes ago.
It's just the networks were jammed, apparently. So you never know really what to believe.
Indeed.
When it comes to these stories.
I thought shutting down cell phones sounded kind of irresponsible, but
I guess
what would be the point of that?
To stop detonators, cell phone detonators.
Oh. Yeah, that's the theory.
And prevent people from talking to each other and coordinating, getting out of the city and that kind of thing.
So, of course, that would just mean that any terrorist group worth their salt, hearing that they were shutting down cell phones, if they were planning on using cell phone detonators next time, they could just use a two-way radio and there'd be no way for them to shut that down. Anyway, so my question that I asked on Facebook was, bomb goes off at Boston Marathon, what will the government clampdown be in response? Because that's really what government's best at doing, right? You know, they like to take to the podiums and tough talk like Barack Obama was earlier this afternoon. Mark, you made some comments off the air about that.
Yeah, I've got to say I found his comments to be really chilling. Make no mistake, we will find our man and we'll bring him to justice. And find whoever did this and bring him to justice. It's crazy. I mean, really? How do you know you're going to find them? And does that mean that you're just going to, make no mistake, we will parade somebody out in front of you, American people. We'll have a head on a platter, no matter whose it is. We don't care, so long as we have somebody. I don't know. I just found it chilling.
Yeah, I mean,
make
I guess
no
I didn't
mistake,
take it.
We will find our man?
I guess I didn't take it as chilling. It just seemed like kind of run-of-the-mill tough talk. Like, you know, take this one straight out of the book. How many times has this one been used by various police chiefs and mayors and whoever else?
How many times has somebody been railroaded for a crime they didn't commit?
Oh, I'm not saying you're wrong, Mark. I think that there's very realistic possibility that somebody will be caught for this, whether or not they did it. I think that's believable. But I just feel like, you know, that's just standard government guy tough talk to make people think that, whoo, thank goodness we've got the government here and they're looking out for us. They're keeping us safe, which, of course, they didn't do and they cannot do. And I think that that people in America should be grateful that it's been so long since any manner of terrorism has really happened. And that's presuming that's what this is. It's reasonable to jump to that conclusion.
Seems like it.
Let's jump to the conclusion that this was so-called terrorism. You know, that it's been over a decade since anything of any significance has actually occurred. Should not be something to lull people into thinking that, well, the reason why it took over a decade for someone else to strike was because the government was out there stopping it from happening. That's right. If it weren't for the government, it would have been happening every year. Every month we'd be bombed by killers.
It is interesting that this was done at a sporting event, one of the few sporting events that people aren't checked at any longer. I mean, I went to a baseball game when I was down in Florida. I went and saw the Rays, which used to be the Devil Rays.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had to get your bag checked before you went in because you might do something bad or something.
Well, how many miles is a marathon? It's quite a few, right?
26.
Yeah, 26 miles.
2, I believe.
So
you have to stop
all the marathons.
Well, that's, you know, it was kind of a joke question, but also kind of serious. What do you think the government is going to do in response to this? You know,
they could just ride the gun control thing, even though they're not entirely related. People are still upset about the school shooting that happened at Sandy Hook. And they could just kind of ride that.
Yeah, but every new tragedy is an excuse for the government to expand in some way. And, you know, they're not going to ride gun control on this. It had nothing to do with guns.
Yeah, so, but I think people still just make that connection. Like the, oh my God, violence from people buying stuff they shouldn't be allowed to buy.
Maybe we need to put the runners through a TSA checkpoint. You know, bring the TSA in here. And I'm just thinking, you know, the government loves to expand when it comes to these things happening. So what ridiculous new control will we see put in place that, of course, will not stop bombings from happening? If anything, it'll shift a location of a bombing from one place to another. Okay, so they put up a bunch of TSA checkpoints on the 26-mile
path. They won't
be
able to do that. You know how many marathons happen?
No, of course they won't be able to do it.
Nationally, they could never do that.
This is the Boston Marathon, right, though, which is the largest marathon in America. It might be the oldest one in the world, you know, ongoing, obviously.
Yeah, so what are they going to do next year for the Boston Marathon? What ridiculous amount of government security, you know, how much money will they spend on this? And is that worth it to you? Is it? Do you feel more safe if there's a TSA checkpoint as you're walking down, one of the streets to go and view a marathon? Or perhaps as you're running in a marathon to have TSA agents wanding people? Do you feel like that would make people more safe? Or would that just, you know, maybe discourage someone from bombing a marathon, but not stop them from bombing the food court at the local mall?
It certainly is going to discourage people from going to marathons.
Dude, the finish line, too, that's harsh.
Yeah.
After running 26 miles?
They may decide to just, crack down on the finish line or the starting lines. these are long, long things. You really can't do something everywhere. But I went to the Chicago Marathon. I'm going to assume that the Boston Marathon has some similarities to this. My wife did the Chicago Marathon, and I stopped, you know, it was like 4 or 5 stops along the way to get her, like, water and things like that. I'll tell you, it was exhausting getting in and out of those taxi cabs and driving all over the place. I could have gotten heat stroke and died. And there were many of these locations, there weren't nearly as many people piled up in the halfway point or anything like that. They certainly piled up in the beginning and they piled up at the end. So they might just keep, if you want a suggestion, they're going to block off the first block and the last block, and they're going to check people there.
Let's go to Dallas in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
I tend to agree with Miss Julia there that it's something that's piggybacked along with gun control stuff. And, I mean, the result of it may be them moving the 26-mile marathon indoors where it's they can run around a track for 26 miles. Who knows? I mean, but
that'd be awful.
Rest assured that it will be something completely idiotic and extremely invasive to our liberty in this country. And,
that much you can count on.
Oh, absolutely. I would be willing to place a bet. So that was just my 2 cents worth, and carry on. And
thanks for sharing, Dallas. Appreciate your thoughts tonight at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we can take your thoughts on this. You can bring up any aspect that you know you feel needs to be covered, maybe some breaking news that we haven't heard about yet. You're welcome to share that, 855-453, or your thoughts in general. And also, what do you think they're going to do to try to stop this in the future? Because that's how government works, right? They just wait around, you know, they act like they're doing doing something to keep you safe. Then something terrible happens, and then they all start talking tough, and they spend a bunch of millions of dollars on security apparatus that doesn't do anything.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Facebook responses to the question... Bomb goes off at Boston Marathon. What will the government clampdown be in response? Stu Pitt Moron says you will need a passport to cross the finish line. Eric Tomberg says ban finish lines. David Hollis, just look for whatever authoritarian bills get pushed through in the next few days. Matthew Link, keep an eye on Congress and what they're doing while all of the press attention is on this incident. They're counting on no one doing so. Your thoughts welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can create the content you see there. Everything on the front page. Those items, as you scroll down, listed there by listeners like you. You can submit what you want. Find something online that you think is worth sharing, maybe about the Boston bombing or whatever it is that you think we would be interested in talking about or our other listeners would enjoy. Submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page. And then it must receive a certain number of votes to get promoted to the front page of the site. Go and see for yourself and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI sponsors the phone lines, as Ian just told you. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and maybe accounts receivable is turned into a, big pain in your butt, SACL CAI can handle it for you. They'll handle this arduous and vexing task in a way that treats both you and your clients with respect. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
So we can continue here. We will take your calls about what you want. You don't have to talk about the Boston thing, but obviously that's on a lot of people's minds right now. There was a lot of buzz about it in downtown Keene today as we were out doing some tax day outreach. I had my secession sign out there, and others had anti-tax signs like taxes pay for war and other excellent signs. So we actually had what was interesting, because I always talk a lot about how the Free State Project is a really great movement because of the concentration of activists, and today was a ideal example of that. The whole tax day outreach sign-waving thing that we did today around 3 o'clock this afternoon was a total last-minute throw-together. Literally, Daryl Perry, who's one of our Friday night hosts, posted a message in one of the Facebook groups asking folks if they wanted to go out at 3 o'clock. He posted this around 2 o'clock, and we had 6 people out there.
It's pretty good.
So, yeah, I was really pleased with that. And you can go and learn more at freestateproject.org if you would like. Once again, that's freestateproject.org. So, you know, again, some positive things happening today, but obviously bombs went off at the Boston Marathon, and I'd ask the question, what will the government clampdown be in response on our Facebook page? Brendan Bitro says, maybe you should wait until they finish picking up the body parts before you make it all about you. Give it a rest for a minute. Now, I don't know to whom he was speaking there. You know, sometimes these Facebook comments, they get all jumbled, and I don't know why that is. Like, his was posted 6 minutes ago, and then somebody else posted 11 minutes ago, and theirs is below him. But then there's another guy who posted 12 minutes ago, and his is above him. Yep. So I don't know why it just mixes.
I've always thought it was like the votes or something, like they voted up certain comments and voted them down. But I haven't seen any evidence that that's true.
You might be right.
I don't think that's true.
It does seem like all the comments up toward the top do have votes attached to them, so that may be the case. So anyway, what do you think about that? Well, let's presume he's talking about us. He says, wait until they finish picking the body parts up before you make it all about you. Well, how is this about us? This didn't mention Free Talk Live. Just asking people a question. Is it irresponsible or is it wrong somehow? Is it insensitive to be talking about what's to come? Is it insensitive to talk about what's happening next? You know, what is it that the government's going to do about this?
You know, I don't know.
Should we just be all maudlin instead?
I mean, if that comment is leveled at people who want to, do things in order to prevent this from happening in the future too, then I think it's a fair comment. But if the comment is only leveled at people who wonder what the government's going to do in response to this, but isn't leveled at people who want to, well, we need to prevent people from, somebody suggesting they should have put up a barrier and everybody had to be screened to come to the finish line or whatever, then it's not fair.
That seems so extremely unlikely. I can see them maybe ramping up security at, the really big city marathons, like Chicago has the Flying Pig in the summer, and Boston is a big one, and there's some bigger, triathlons, like the Ironman, things like that. I could see them, especially local governments, ramping up security at these events, but there's no way that they could go around to every marathon and half marathon and all these races. There's way too many of them nationally. There's no way that they could screen every participant.
They could always hire more TSA agents.
It seems like enforcing the sort of standard, you know, national mourning that goes in place. I mean, what you're supposed to do is you're either supposed to watch unending news reports
about tragedy this, and about all the this. Various camera angles and interviewing people whose mom was right there, but she happened to come over the across the street, so she didn't get blown up, and thank goodness.
I always found the interviewing the relatives of people who just died to be a little rough. Like, if somebody approached me with a news camera and I just lost my my best friend or something, I would not want to talk. And so, I don't know.
I don't know how much of the coverage is that. I think a lot of the coverage is somebody who was in the area who heard or saw something. Odds are good if, you know, if they lost a loved one, they're probably not going to be around for interviews. Probably going to be...
Well, they'd certainly get them if they could, though.
With that. Yeah, that's probably
it's
true.
It's kind of like a vulture-y thing where they're, like, waiting with cameras and, like, you just lost your best friend in the whole wide world. What do you have to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely a tragic event. I don't find anything wrong with asking that question. Because what is the average person going to do? I mean, what if you're not... If this wasn't one of your family members that was directly affected, what are you supposed to do?
You could not leave your house ever again.
I just don't, I mean, I don't see that there's anything wrong with having asked that question, personally.
Mark Bechtel says, require travel permits. Aaron Williams says, no running allowed. These are Facebook comments on what the government might do to crack down. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. John, listening in Ohio to WAIS. Hey, John.
How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling because of the Boston Marathon tragedy, the thing that happened today, of course. What's on my mind is people during tragedy always say we must pray, we must cling to God at these times of moment. And I guess I'm just a little bit angry at the moment over the bombing and everything, and I guess my faith glass is a little empty here. And I wanted to get your view on when people say we are, you know, our prayers go out. I mean, what kind of a God would allow things like this to happen in general is my view on it, and I'm a little flustered here. I do apologize, but I wanted to get your guys' take on people who say, you know, God is the answer, but really, what kind of God allows things like this to happen?
I've got an answer for that, but first I want to address kind of the difficulty that I have in these circumstances. I don't pray, not in the sense that I was taught to pray when I was young. I don't make little speeches or talk to God. I will sit in silence, and if I feel some kind of communication from, you know, the spirit realm or whatever it is, then, you know, I like that, and perhaps I'll, you know, try to explain that experience to someone else. But I really never know what to say if, because it's nice to be a Christian and be able to say, I'll pray for you. Because it says that you'll do something. But I always feel terrible for somebody in a tragedy. Well, good luck. I don't know what to say.
Stand by. We can continue this discussion here in moments. And, John, if you want to stick with us, you're welcome to do that. 855-450-FREE. More of your responses coming up here. Our Facebook and Twitter question. What will the government clampdown be in response?
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fem and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. And, of course, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy various features. You will find they're completely free. Archives are included. If you've missed a moment of the show, no big deal. You can just click and download. You can get a whole bunch of episodes going all the way back to late 2006. That's all free at freetalklive.com. In fact, the last 7 days worth are right there at the top of the page. And then if you would like, you can go back further, you can click into the archive section, or you can just go to our SoundCloud page where you can get not just the archives, but you can also get other audio. Like, for instance, Mark does the Edgington Post podcast.
That's a good one there right now.
That audio is included on the SoundCloud at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. I just uploaded something to the SoundCloud today, which was my interview with Brian Wilson, who is the former program director of one of our radio stations in Toledo, WSPD. He is now in the realm of the podcaster and has been doing the Libertas Media Project for several weeks, has interviewed luminaries such as, I think, Lou Rockwell and Tom Woods and folks like that, and somehow I got in there.
He's got the in to those folks.
Yeah, somehow I got included in this list of folks, and he had me on, and we talked about, liberty-minded media, which there's hardly any of, and we, discussed a few other things, including the Free State Project. So you can go and listen to that through soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Recently, Roger Veer, who is the proprietor behind BitcoinStore.com, was on television, and some people were saying, hey, you got to check this out. There's been some links passed around on Facebook, and he was talking about Bitcoins with some, what was it, like some kind of school teacher, college professor guy. Have you seen this one?
Yeah, he was a college professor type. You know, I can't remember what the guy's name was.
Some Keynesian college professor. They had him on there, and Roger Ver did a great job talking about Bitcoin, and there was something very noticeable about him, Mark.
He was wearing some shiny badges.
Two of them, as a matter of fact. The big V for voluntarism and then another one for Bitcoin. And you can have those very same badges for yourself, as well as some other ones. Go to shinybadges.com. These are embossed, die-struck metal with a lustrous jewelry-like finish. Not some cheap button. These are fancy badges. And not just Roger Ver is wearing them. The Bitcoin guys, a lot of them. Bitcoin is their number one selling badge. Jeffrey Tucker. From the Mises Institute, Laissez-Faire Books, and Derek J. from Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree also have been seen wearing these shiny badges. So go check them out, shinybadges.com.
You know what I wish the Liberty Movement had? More Roger Ver. I'll tell you, he's able to fund several great projects, this show included. And, you know, it's a way that somebody with extra money, I hate to use the terminology, doesn't make any sense at all, can really get behind some worthwhile projects, and I wish there were another couple.
So our caller dropped off the line there. We're going to continue taking your calls about what you want, but he had an interesting question about...
What kind of God would let this happen?
Yeah, the bombing in Boston we're talking about.
So, you know, I often get on the show, and people probably think I'm some kind of raging atheist, because I really don't like the Bible. I don't like the continuity of it. I don't like the verbiage in it. I just don't like that book. But that doesn't mean that I don't believe in God. And I read a book one time. It was called Illusions by, I think it was Richard Bach. Maybe I've got the name wrong there. I'll look it up while I'm talking. And what it outlined was that we are spiritual beings. All of us are these sort of ethereal spiritual beings. I'm not claiming this is true. I'm claiming I like it. And the idea is that, you know, we enter into a realm, this realm, in order to experience conflict and hear a story and that kind of thing, in the same way that we go to movies now or we play video games. What kind of a movie would be just all good news the whole way through? Humans don't like that. They want conflict. They want resolution. They want a tragedy. They want hope. And they want those things. So if this story is true, we're spiritual beings that have come here for an experience, and that experience includes tragedy and hope and despair and good news and bad news and all kinds of things, love and loss. And these things are just the human condition. And I don't think that God hates you because these things happen. Maybe he created a realm, many realms, so that we can experience all those different realms. It's a way to look at it. It's a way to understand it. And it's a way to internalize it. I know the atheists out there screaming their heads off or whatever. That's fine. I'm not diminishing the tragedy here by trying to explain it to people who believe in spiritual stuff. Just that's the way I see it, is that these are parts of the human condition, and this is how this little play of life goes.
So let's continue with your thoughts on this issue, 855-450-FREE. I think that's an interesting perspective. I may share some of it. Let's go to Jason, listening to KZNU in Utah, St. George. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind
tonight? Hey, I'm a race director, so I wanted to share a few thoughts on what I think will happen. But I'd like to take a stab at your last caller.
Go right ahead.
Because I think it's a fascinating discussion, and I like your description. I'm a hardcore libertarian, but I'm also Christian, which sometimes they're a little diametrically opposed, I think.
There are certainly people in the liberty movement that are diametrically opposed, but I've seen lots and lots of good Christians that are that are libertarian at the same time. I don't think that the ideas of liberty are contrary to Christian ideas, just because we don't necessarily agree with them on this show.
No, I totally agree with you. And I wanted to, you know, he asked, why would a God let that happen? And my belief, you know, what I believe is that is God's greatest gift to us, is free agency, the ability to choose. Because if we had a God that just forced everybody to make correct choices, well, then that would be the federal government, right?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be the nanny staters trying to get us to do things.
Right. Right, and so that's my belief is that if you study that through Christianity, that we have God obviously has laws, but we have the ability to choose, you know, and then, you know, there's punishment or reward to fix that, just like we have in, a Judeo-Christian legal system or any other legal system. And so, you know, I believe that God allows us to choose, and that is our greatest gift that we have, and that's why.
So you don't buy the Adam and Eve story in the garden eating the fruit thing?
No, I buy that, yeah.
Well, then how's it a gift if sin was brought into the world through choosing to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? How is that a gift?
Well, because if you remember how it's written in the Old Testament, God says, you can eat of any fruit, but I forbid you to eat of this fruit, but
right.
You can choose for yourself. And so there again, I think that... And that's where the free agency, you know,
and then
first
he punished
time,
them for the gift. And then he punishes them for choosing the gift.
Right. I mean, but, you know, they still have the choice. I mean, they still have the choice to do what, you know, they want to do.
They did have the choice.
That's my take.
What do you think about the, as far as them cracking down on, sporting events, races, public stuff like this?
Well, I noticed I live close to St. George, and there's a big marathon out there. It's the 10th or 15th biggest in the country. And I've run it about, I've been involved in running it for the last 12 years. And I've noticed a trend that happened about 5 or 6 years ago. They started bringing the National Guard in to kind of catch the runners at the end and kind of take care of the runners.
The National Guard was definitely at this event. I saw them on the video tearing apart the snow fence mm-hmm. that's keeping the runners out.
Okay.
So I think they'll just bring in more of the police state as a, here's the National Guard to keep us safe. Let's put them all over the place with their...
Do you think they'll put up checkpoints? Do you think they'll start searching people?
You know, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me to see a little Humvee or something out there with, you know, some heavy-duty equipment.
Bring out the Bearcat.
Yeah,
hey, thanks for the call, Jason. Yeah. I do appreciate hearing from you with your thoughts tonight at 855 450 free. Still, plenty of time for you if you would like to get your ideas, your thoughts, your expressions, observations of what happened today. Boston, obviously, tragic day. People blown up. Is this the first of many? 855-450 free. Are you still under the belief the government can keep you safe?
I hope they find whoever this lunatic is and we get some kind of story behind it.
More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450 free.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Prepper Fest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. And come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, though obviously lots of people have comments on the bombing in Boston today, the very end of the Boston Marathon. Two bombs went off, and it appeared from the video I saw, and I didn't see more than one. I only saw one shot. It was some guy who was, you know, obviously given permission to stand at the very end of the Boston Marathon, kind of shooting down the street as the runners were coming past his camera, and he really caught one of the explosions full in the frame for the most part.
Yeah, they didn't let me take video in the street of the Chicago Marathon, and this was...
They didn't let you take video?
No, I was out. I was, you know, trying to get out. I was muscling my way into the street.
Oh, you were trying to actually get into where the path was, where the
not
runners
quite,
were?
Not quite where the runners were, but sort of to the, you know, to the edge. There was plenty of room. And they didn't want me in there at all.
Yeah, this obviously some sort of press photographer got, you know, great footage of a horrific event. And the bomb went off in the crowd. It wasn't intended to go off on the runners themselves.
But it was at the peak time of people coming in, coming in.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a very busy moment. So the question I asked on Facebook, what is the government going to do? What are they going to crack down upon to try to remedy this situation, to make it look like they're actually doing something or that they actually can do something to keep you safe? Which, of course, anybody that knows anything about government and security theater knows that it's all just a pleasant illusion for you. If you are someone who believes that the government is keeping you safe, then maybe this particular event has shaken you out from that
particular
illusion.
I don't know. I think that this event shows that, you know, whoever planned this picked a type of athletic event that didn't have screening at the gate.
So what? If you want to hit an athletic event, you can just hit the bomb at the gate. I mean, there's a bunch of people standing around there waiting to get in. Oh, sorry about that, Julia. I don't know why I left your mic off. Go ahead.
Well, in this bomb, I saw a video. I don't think I saw the same one as you, but they're not humongous bombs. So, I mean, they really only can... I'm not downplaying this in any way, but they didn't destroyed buildings or, you know, it was just a small explosion that got the people around it.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was your end game, you could absolutely go up to the gate of a football stadium and accomplish the same thing,
right?
You could
go anywhere. You could go. I mean, there are plenty of places where people gather. Obviously, this was significant, an event of significance. And you know, there's no point in really focusing on where this was, because if they crack down on, you know, running events, then you can just move your bomb somewhere else to wherever else a group of people happens to be. Take it out to the beach. Take it out to a concert.
They got dozens of people in this, and it's not hard to get dozens of people congregating.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, you remember the drumming circle in Siesta Key. There's dozens of people congregated right there. And
a busy Starbucks. I mean, there's all kinds of locations where people can be targeted, and it's ridiculous to believe that the government's ever going to keep you safe. But that doesn't mean they won't try, as there's another gentleman here, James King, posts on our Facebook page to our question. He says, quote, "Never let a serious crisis go to waste. And what I mean by that is it's an opportunity to do things you think that you could not do before." Rahm Emanuel is the source of that quote. And that's always been how the government operates. Let's go back to your calls, though, and your thoughts. Rob is actually in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob. Hey, what's on your mind? Hey, you're on the radio.
Okay, just to let you guys know, I'm calling from the Boston area. I actually am a healthcare worker at one of the city hospitals. And, the carnage was, it was pretty bad. If you ask me, I have a feeling, I have a very bad feeling that this was actually a mistimed explosion. If you notice, they're saying now that there was up to four devices, two of which actually went off. They were at the end of the marathon, but if you think about it, at the end of the marathon, they always have like awards and there's always a humongous crowd with press and there's people there. It's a really big deal. I personally think all those bombs were supposed to go off simultaneously, but something happened with the trigger system on the two bombs that were at the end right there.
There are some allegations now that there have been other bombs found in the vicinity.
They found four other devices. They had, and I'm talking because after the explosions, I was on the highway leaving. I was on 128, which is adjacent to Washington Street, which is part of where the marathon runs. And as I was driving northbound, I noticed not just probably 20 state troopers heading in the direction of Boston, but I also saw the Framingham bomb squad on their way down there. So I know that the city was calling in different bomb squads from different towns to defuse it. And while I was listening to one of the local radio stations, they was talking about that they had heard that one of the hotels had been closed down because they found a device in the hotel, and the hotel's kind of like right down the street from where that is.
Yep.
So if you think about it, if there was four devices, and they really, because the bombs weren't huge explosions, they were like your co-host said, they weren't massive detonations. If they had four of them strategically placed around the stages where they give the awards and they have all the speeches and stuff at the end, and everyone is congregated at the end of the marathon, then that would have been the perfect time for it. And that's not what happened. I think they were premature detonations. Those bombs weren't set the right way.
Thanks for the speculation, Rob. Appreciate your thoughts tonight at 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. Mike's in Indy. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
I was calling to talk about this thing. There hasn't even been like 6 hours, I think, since the explosion. You already got a bunch of people talking about how the thing's like an inside job. I'm just wondering why, how come it's not, I'm sorry, I'm just like a bit flustered.
That's okay. Take your time.
I'm just thinking, in the age of the internet, how come nobody's come out and like admitted an inside job? I mean, back in the 70s,
your question is, slow down for one moment there. Yeah. Your question is, how come no one has admitted it was an inside job?
I think the people claiming it's an inside job are full of BS.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen those claims yet. I imagine that somebody out there believes that, though.
I know Alex Jones has mentioned it. I read somewhere on Reddit or something like that. But I'm just saying it seems like the standard
conspiracy theory line, right? Like some sort of tragedy happens and immediately Obama
orchestrated a bombing to try to take away our gun. I just don't really get the mentality of that. I mean, back in the 70s when the CIA was actively toppling democracy. In Latin America, because we had actually perfectly aware further than that. I mean, CIA assassinated Lumumba in the Congo back in the 60s. Malcolm X was cleared about in front of the building and never seen the next day.
You are all over the place, wow, man.
Bill Clinton couldn't even get pleasure.
Is it
Bill
the Adderall?
Clinton couldn't even get pleasure without the internet and the rest of the world finding out. So how come
information overload? Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the question.
Poor Mike.
I just felt like he was speaking so fast that I couldn't hear him.
He had a lot of thoughts, and
I tend to agree with his points, though. If the government has these mind control drugs that we're told about, and they want to take away our AR-15s or whatever, then why wouldn't they mind control some people, give them some AR-15s, and send them out there to shoot the place up and say, see, look, this is a group of white supremacists, or illegal immigrants, or whatever. You pick your group of people they don't like today.
I'm sure the advocates of the mind control theory would tell you it doesn't work that way, Mark.
They think fluoride mind controls people, turns them into doe-eyed cows. Give them an extra dose of fluoride, send them out with some AR-15s, off they go.
I'm sure they have an excuse that they'd cook up for that one. But we did go over to InfoWars.
If, for God's sakes, it was such a big deal, then they'd send out some CIA agents or some FBI agents, send them out to do this stuff, and then lose them in the criminal justice system once they arrest them.
We did. I did go over to InfoWars just to see what the conspiracy crowd was saying, and they are claiming that there's a news report from a local TV station where I guess some sort of coach claimed that they saw bomb sniffing dogs at the beginning and the end of the marathon, and that announcements were being made that there was a drill going on, some sort of a bomb drill happening. And this sounds like some of the claims that were made around 9/11, that there were people alerted to drills, and then drills for airplanes being hijacked, and then all of a sudden they got hijacked. So that sounds like the same kind of plot line, I guess. Whether there's any truth to this claim it's unverifiable at this point.
Yeah, highly unverifiable.
855 453. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Robert in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Robert.
Hello. Hey, you guys got a great show.
What's on your mind?
You guys on the internet about 6 months ago. My question would be, I would be curious to know, was there any personnel, EMTs, or any officers that were injured in this explosion?
Good question. Stand by. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. There were allegedly dozens of people injured, from what I understand, and a couple of deaths so far. You can take control. Bring up what you want. Hour 2 next. Free Talk Live.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.